This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Aligns himself with the truth. It is time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
They say that those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. I am a novice historian. I've read 800 books on history. I probably listened to another 100 or 200 or more, actually, that I think about on the treadmill or I need to start doing that again. That's what I used to do, is get on the treadmill or whatever and listen to historical, you know, screeds while I was exercising. I'll admit the last 7, 8, 9 years I've been so busy, I don't read history anymore. But I have that body of knowledge. And there's no doubt that we've got an authoritarian system. And now that they're getting it in place, they're hyping up. The left is the chosen instrument worldwide to bully and attack and kill everybody else. Mike Cernovich is back. I guess I thought it was a longer break because I know the end of the hour is only 2 minutes, not four like the others, but Mike is back. And I just wanted to, he's got the idea, and I agree, we need to get on the street. And that just means you with a sandwich board out there, or a bumper sticker, or whatever it is, but we need to have some big demonstrations, kind of like flash mobs. I don't want to use that term, flash liberty, peacefully, and just say, you know, everybody be waiting. Maybe have an email list or something like that. You know, that's what we'll do. Go sign up at Infowars.com, Infowars.com/newsletter. And we should create a new email for people that want that. See, we had an app that had some issues. We're launching a new one that's even better that's going to have live alerts. That's really the answer. Everybody needs to get the apps. And Mike, we need to meet. I know you want to meet and talk, and then we've both been busy, but let's just talk about the war game as people kind of get the idea of what's coming. Because we have to really, really protest Facebook, Twitter, Google. We've got to let them know. And we've got to piss in their Cheerios coming up South by Southwest.
Yeah, this is our last stand. If we don't succeed, it's just over. That's what I tell people. If you like me, thanks. Been good to know you. It's over. It's done. Free speech is over in America. If you're a Christian and you think you can just go to church and they're going to leave you alone, you're wrong. They're coming for you. They're coming for you harder than me. Because the Christians are the biggest obstacle they have to the death camps. The Christians are the ones who hid Jews during the Holocaust. Christians will not allow this death march to go forward. So it's over. If we don't take legally and lawfully, if we don't have conversations, because notice you and I don't ever try to censor people. We don't try to say, why won't you?
I can't even do it. I can't even file a complaint on CNN and play their own game for bullying. I just can't do it. It's too cowardly.
Well, look what CNN did to that grandma. Could you imagine if you or I went to an elderly Hillary Clinton's house and said, did you know that you were involved in Russian activity?
People would crucify us.
It would be over. They would say, look at these monsters. But meanwhile, CNN, and here's why I don't like these people, they're gutless. Why don't you go to Clapper's house? Why don't you go to Deep State's house and address them and confront them? Why don't you go to Michael Moore, CNN, if you're so tough? Michael Moore attended an anti-Trump protest in New York. They just want to bully grandma.
That was funded by Russia.
Yeah, they just want to bully Nana. That's all they want to do. They have no integrity. That's why they want to go after you. But what they did is bullying. They should be banned. If the rules were applied equally, they would. Their channel.
Yeah, this is real bullying. This is real bullying.
Yeah, we don't do that. Go up to Nana. Hey, Nana, did you know you voted for Hillary Clinton? Hey, Nana, did you know that you spread a meme from Russia? Terrific. I don't know how even Glenn Greenwald and liberal people were like, I'm appalled. This is nauseating what they're doing. Oh, tough guy. Big tough Drew. You're so tough. Why don't you come confront me? Why don't you confront Alice? Why don't you confront Clapper? Why don't you confront somebody other than somebody's grandma? They won't do it. So that is why South by Southwest, I will be in Austin, Texas, Alex. We have to meet.
Let's do a few more minutes. Let's do a few more minutes, and we got our next guest. I want to talk about that. And people, This is it. It's right. That's why they're so scared of demonstrations, because they know that's where they can't shut us down. And they don't want this to start a chain reaction to Southern censorship. That's why they backed off on us for now, because they realize we got the momentum. We have the initiative. Now is the time to strike. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. A few more minutes with Mike Cernovich of Guerrilla Mindset, Guerrilla Media. He's on fire today, and he's so right. We get conditioned with the censorship and now the attack on journalism and this concerted Twitter, Facebook, YouTube ban that is, I don't know, I want to say it's about 50 times bigger than anything else we've ever seen. They've been trying bans and trying spin and trying all this. This is exponentially bigger than anything I've ever seen. I want to see if Mike agrees with that. And they are banning Christians. They are banning libertarians. They're persecuting them everywhere. Facebook's kicking thousands of pro-gun and Christian channels off. PragerU is in a giant lawsuit. It's very milquetoast, very professional. And then they block it all, and Snopes comes in and says, you know, we question this. This is such discrimination. I mean, imagine if people were putting, you know, like on a gay YouTube website, you know, about, say, you know, gay lifestyles or something, if there were like conservative Christian markers saying, we dispute this, we're the fact checkers, you're all going to hell. The left has their religion, and it's controlling and running everybody's life, and now they're doing it. They're saying, hashtag hunt Republicans, you know, billboards, kill the NRA, kill people, burn Dana Loesch, kill her, she's a murderer, witch, she's a witch. Why do we know she's a witch? Well, if she, you know, she sinks and drowns, she's not a witch, but if she floats, she is a witch. I mean, it's so medieval to see people degenerate back into, like, varlets. Well, there's like, who killed him? Yeah, we want communism, it's so good. On my smartphone and my everything, yeah. And like, well, go to Venezuela where they're eating out of trash cans for 5 years. Shut, and like, they have thousands a week dying of starvation. Shut up. You don't know. It's a wonderful thing. I'm going to do it. Witch. In fact, let's play a second of this and go back to Mike Cernovich about how we need to take action. Here it is. Let's play a clip of Witch. Do we have it ready? Okay, well, cue it up later and we'll get it. I want to hook all those computers up to sound if we can do that. It'd be great. Anyways, Witch. Seriously, they've gone crazy. I know there's elites behind them and money, but it's like an 89-year-old crazy Nazi collaborator where they think they can go on CNN, ABC News. They've obviously put a PR funding out. He funds Sink Uger, who's got the name of a Christian genocide organization. Just what you're pointing out, the Young Turks killed 1.5 million Christians. That's the biggest genocide outside Russia and Poland and we've ever seen in Ukraine. So it's the fourth biggest Christian genocide in modern history. Fourth biggest, I guess, in history. You know, 1.5 million, that's not chopped liver. Dead people, children, you name it. You know, pregnant women run through. And then he's saying, I don't know if you saw the clip, that I'm the worst person in the world, that George Soros is a Holocaust survivor. Again, Mike, the magnitude of them defending this, they think they'll get away with it. What type of slimy creature is this?
Well, they know that if they get rid of us, they can engage in a genocide here in America. The Young Turks are biting at the bit to destroy Christians here. So that's the whole game. And by the way, they're going after Jews, too. There's a lot of drama on Twitter right now from people who have called us falsely anti-Semitic. Just for the record, I disavow any bigotry, hatred.
They all know that, though.
Right. They all know, and they're all liars. And they are coming for the Jewish people, and they're finally realizing that now. I see on Twitter people from Tower.
I am seeing a lot of even liberal Jews are waking up going, you're right, I see it. I apologize. I'm getting a lot of that.
Yeah, so they're actually freaking out a little bit because they realize people like me and you, I don't sit around all day thinking about Jewish issues. I don't really, it's not.
I don't even ever ask myself what somebody is, if they're interesting and cool. I don't even like, I'm sick. I'm not obsessed with race. Or religion.
Well, that's what's funny. They'll call me an anti-Semite for making fun of somebody. And I go, what are you talking? I didn't even know the guy was Jewish. I just knew the guy was an idiot, you know? I'm not talking about this at all.
But well, I make fun of Sink for how he looks. I'm not bashing Turks in general. And it's the same thing with Stelter. He said, I said Stelter's a Jew. I already said this, but, and I didn't. And then he just lies and says, I attacked him because he's Jewish. And then he says, but he's not Jewish. He just makes up all these things I'm wrong about that aren't demonstrably false. Show the video, Sink. He doesn't.
But and what they're doing, so the funny thing is they want to get people like us out of the way because they know that we would stand with any oppressed Jewish minority. And they know if they get us out of the way, then they can go and the Jews are going to be in the concentration camps with the Christians, too, if the left has their way. Just go read what Louis Farrakhan has to say. They're public.
Well, I mean, expanding off of that, mainline leftists teach that Jews are bad. And George Soros says that Israel needs to be given over to the Muslims. So that's a fact. And then the Jewish movements in America are led by George Soros, a Nazi collaborator. What fruitcake planet did we wake up on?
Well, that was the problem is a lot of people were brainwashed into thinking that we're throwing dog whistles or whatever, which we're not. But meanwhile, Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam overtly say that Jews are satanic. This is what they say, not me. Not me, not you. We would never say that because we don't believe it. So that's what's going on. But that's why we have – maybe we need to set up a separate website or something. But those of you, especially if you're in Austin, Texas, I'm going to be in town. I don't want to travel, but I realize – I'm so burned out by traveling out. But I realize this is life or death, and this is our last stand. If they destroy us here, we're dead.
Yeah, let's go ahead and pick the date. That we're going to, or a few days when we're going to do it, so people can get here, they can be in place, they can be ready, and then we'll announce live on air, hey, 2 hours this. So when is South by Southwest? I try to avoid it. When is that?
It's like March 9th through the 14th, I think, something like that.
Okay, so, yeah, oh my God. It's like a plague that sends on us, all these zombies trying to get a job that doesn't exist. It's a giant pump and dump to rip people off, in my view. It's incredible. We'll set something up. And let's start talking today, and then let's start announcing something by Monday, okay?
Yeah, we need a dedicated event. We need a squad leader, team leader, activism. If we don't do activism now, we're all done. We're all dead. And I don't mean figuratively. They won't even – we're at the point now where if I just said, you know what, I just want to retire and leave me alone, then they would say, oh, now you look weak. Now we're really
– I was about to say I want to turn the tide completely because I'll still have InfoWars, but I don't want to like just be like pedal to the metal constantly. It has a physical effect. It has a mental effect. And you know, your children grow up, and I agree. I mean, I am just so sick of this. But they're not going to stop. They're forcing us to get even stronger. All right. God bless you, Mike Cernovich. Let's talk. Let's get you set up for like Monday or something on the show to come on, and let's talk about this. But let's war game this over the weekend, okay?
Perfect.
All right, thanks, buddy. You can just honcho that. You always have great plans. So just tell me what you think we ought to do, and we'll just do it. Great to have generals out there like Mike Cernovich. Just briefly, we're going to come back with this next guest on the Second Amendment, who's in Florida and has found out about some potential triggers for another mass shooting that may not be averted by a sheriff. He's working on the case right now. He is from the Central Florida Post. You saw him on CNN where they were trying to demonize him, were trying to talk. We'll play that clip as well when we come back. I also wanted to open the phones up today, but they've loaded me up with so many great guests with so much breaking intel. But we're going to be taking more calls on the show. I love your calls. It's great during the 34-hour broadcast. We've had a lot of chance to take those. I came in last night, did about 2 hours, and took about 20 phone calls. So we're going to be doing a lot of that. If this is serious, okay, and everybody sees it, it's just like for what you see, there's 80% more going on behind the scenes you don't know. And I'm quite frankly very honored, that they pulled out all the stops. And I know that they may go ahead and pull the trigger and, you know, deep six me. But you know what? My forebears did that. And everybody else, as a man, it's like I'm instinctive. This feels like where I'm supposed to be. I feel like I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. I don't have any fear of dying or being put in prison or being killed or being attacked or anything. I just have fear that I haven't completed the mission and that you're not realizing how important you are and not active enough and not aggressive enough. And I'm not pitching at you. I'm just saying do whatever you got to do. Go to city council, call to talk radio, write a book. Just all of us together, we're going to defeat this, especially the young people, but also powerful individuals, whether you're a pastor or a professor or a teacher or a shop, teacher. Everybody's powerful. And people that have money are really powerful because you can buy products that you need and use and help support the truth. You can donate. Infowars.com/show has a donate button. I want to thank those that have donated. We have free shipping store-wide. A lot of great products. Our top supplements are all 30 to 50% off. Some are 80% off. It's beyond loss leaders. So I want you to see how great they are. Infowarsstore.com, InfowarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Stay with us.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Here's the Facebook and Google administrators and Twitter announcing that they're going to be very fair in banning bullying, which they now call witchcraft. And this is actual footage of a Google Facebook meeting where they decided to censor InfoWars.
She looks like one.
Bring her forward.
I'm not a witch. I'm not a witch.
But you are dressed as one.
They dress me up like this. And this isn't my nose. It's a false one.
Well, we did do the nose.
The nose?
And the hat. But she's a witch.
Yeah.
Did you dress her up like this?
No! Yes!
Yes!
Yes! A bit! She has got a wart!
What makes you think she's a witch?
Well, she turned me into a newt!
A newt?
I got better.
Burn her!
They were actually chanting, burn her! To Dana Loesch. We got a clip of the gentleman that was there. We're going to go to him right now for a little bit of the next segment because I got to him late and we'll have our next guest on. Jacob Ingalls is the publisher of the Central Florida Post, centralfloridapost.com, and contributor with New Dawn Magazine. He's committed to true journalism on a local level, and they tried to demonize him and make a fool of him, the one person, and you know, they let into this other town hall to do this. I wonder, behind the scenes, they chanted burn him. He's been on the War Room before, I believe, as I recognize him. But Jacob Ingalls, thank you for joining us today.
Great to be on the program.
So, major new controversy. I know you're working on a big story of another potential stand down in Florida in the making, another mass shooting. We want to know as much as you can tell us about that, but also just the whole state of the burn the gun owners meme that's going on.
You know, it was really, really sad to see how CNN edited the gun control panel that I participated in. The first segment, they were very fair, very decent. But the second segment, where I brought up the fact that it wasn't too long ago in the 1960s, Jim Crow South, that state and county governments systematically disarmed black citizens so they couldn't fight back against oppression and against really depraved things. CNN didn't include that. They didn't include references to what happened in 1933 in Germany when they confiscated weapons, eliminated free speech, and censored the media. So it seems that CNN only wants one narrative, and that's the narrative of, oh, coming for your guns, you need to turn them over now because the government is good and we'll take care of you, and that is asinine.
We have that clip, don't we? Let's go ahead and roll that clip of Jacob Ingalls and then flipping out. Here it is.
Why that's can't irrelevant. It be an emotional response?
What's wrong with legislation? Legislation.
Why is that a bad thing?
You have kids who should be grieving right now, and instead, adults are putting them on national television.
Hold on. This I have to object to. I've never seen more motivated people come to a camera
completely
and want to tell
Soros.
Their story about what they demand.
Totally admitted.
They so these are not
they're
kids.
They hijacked four of them, fed the narrative, and then got a bunch of other people to join.
They're motivated.
They watched their friends die, and you're gonna bash on.
Who, show of hands, would be comfortable raising the age to purchase semi-automatic weapons to 21? Three of you.
It's an arbitrary age, just like the drinking age is an arbitrary age.
But
make
you're
it 100.
Comfortable with it being a higher arbitrary age.
Yeah. You have 18-year-olds still in high school, and you're going to sell them an assault weapon, or any weapon for that matter.
It shouldn't be.
They're at 18.
You let them have a car, Dumbo.
All 18 to 20 year olds.
This is this whole arrested development thing now, where they call 35, as they say, the new 16. These people are all into how they're little. I love being lazy and dumb. I enjoy it. I can't listen to these idiots anymore. Jacob, what is it like being around these morons?
You know, it was very interesting when I went to the holding room in CNN and started talking to people before the panel. As soon as they realized that I wasn't for gun grabbing, that I wasn't for knee-jerk reaction, gun control measures, and that I instead wanted to review the laws on the books, enforce them properly, and address the issue of mental health and pumping people full of psychotropic drugs, I was ostracized in the room. They didn't want to talk to me anymore. And then on that panel, I had to fight tooth and nail to get my point across, and that SJW Blanchek in the front just kept talking over me and kind of a matronly, I'm older than you, I'm an adult, sit down and shut up, young man. And that was really disappointing. I tried hard and I got some good points across. But CNN, again, seems determined to come for our guns and to convince the American people that anyone who doesn't agree with that are somehow child murderers, and that's sick, it's depraved, and quite frankly, I think it's a little demonic.
Well, it is, and all I know is they said that I said nobody died or they were all brought in from California and it was all fake. And then they'd take my videos down where I said the opposite, and then they'd have Hogg and people run around calling me a piece of you-know-what, all sorts of names, and then say you wanted to debate me when I said do it, he backed down, and then they call that bullying. It's just, it's crazy. You know, the guy is being flown around, well, they're being flown around, not Hogg, a bunch of other young people on private jets to go around and, like, get other groups of people to run around and be anti-gun. This is crazy.
David Hogg, simply put, is full of hogwash. That individual...
And they'll call that bullying, and I'll sue him if they take this video down. I am. They know already. Because he's an adult world. He's a spokesman calling me a piece of SHIT. Or, as, I mean, CNN can say it all they want. I can. Calling me a piece of you-know-what, and then you can't even make a joke saying he's wrong.
David Hogg and everyone else who's standing up from that tragedy that happened put themselves in the public arena, and adults around them knew that they were putting them in the public arena. And when you're in the public arena, you're a public figure, it's fair game. I would argue that they're too young and they're not developed enough to have been put in that position, but adults made that decision for them and they've encouraged it. So now their proposals are going to be scrutinized, and that is only fair.
What do you make of the other town hall where they were saying burn Dana Loesch right out of Monty Python?
It just begs the question, are these people mentally competent, or are they so deranged from the election of Donald Trump that they have no longer control over their mental faculties? And I don't think they have control over themselves, and it's really sad because they're Americans, they're fellow humans, they're people that we want to help become better individuals, but it seems they've lost complete and total control.
Oh, you ought to see them in Austin, not bragging, but... The county is, I'm not going to get into it. The point is that I'm not even welcome in my own hometown. I was born in Dallas, with a lot of family from here, and I've been here since high school, and I've had family here since before it was a state, before it was its own country, when it was Mexico. And the Californians, they're not really Californians, but the little globalist bots, they get in my face everywhere. And when I speak back, they go, oh, you're bullying, get mad when I get back in their face. That's mental illness. You get in somebody's face and then can't believe it when they get back in yours.
That's exactly the point. I've been consistently called Nazi, spat on, and any time I go to defend myself, they know, let's talk about intellect, let's talk about logic, let's be real here and talk one-on-one. They say, oh, you can't question me. Oh, my opinion is fact. They just start having this spastic.
That's right.
They can't control what's coming out of their mouth. It's scary.
I want to ask you briefly on the other side where you think this is all going, and to get a little bit of that story you say you're working on without getting out any names yet. We'll obviously know more about tomorrow. But I also want to get your take on Trump. As are you being more libertarian, pro-gun activist? What you make of him starting to go sideways, which is a nightmare? I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds the operation.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right. We've got Dr. Steve Pachenik on with us, who was on the broadcast, what was it, like Monday, and he said, don't worry, Alex. It's rogue people at Google and YouTube. The channels will all be back. Well, they took Corsi's down. It's back. They had ours blocked. It's back. Military Arms Channel was down. I just got a text. That's back. Looks like thousands of sites are all coming back. And he goes, the relationship with the government and Google is very good. It'll be back. And I don't want to. I think it's the pressure and Drudge Report and everything coming back, them exposing it. But Pachenik did say that it was rogue people inside. So we're going to find out about this in just a minute, but finishing up, He's laughing. He likes my invitation. Look, there you go. I always go crazy in the third hour. I wanted to go ahead and finish up with the gentleman that we're talking to, Jacob Ingalls, who is on the CNN panel and who heads up a newspaper there in Florida, heads up the Central Florida Post. Where is this going now? What do you make of Trump starting to go sideways in his rhetoric on the Second Amendment? I mean, it's like they transplanted his brain with that of Dianne Feinstein's.
I sincerely hope that our president is using this as a negotiating tactic and technique to give the Democrats and the liberals an idea of, hey, we'll come to the table, we'll work with you, we'll give you a little bit of what you want, and then that he drops the hammer at the last minute. It's kind of like when you're asking for an investment. You ask for the stars. If you need $10 million, why not ask for $20 million? The investor might give you $15 and you earn a little extra. So I hope that's where he's coming from with this tactic, and I'd be very disappointed if he is actually moving in that direction.
I don't think he is, but it's rhetorical. It hurts the general movement. Can you get into the story you're working on, dealing with that situation, a new potential crisis?
Yes, one of my sources gave me a call today. There's a local college here in Central Florida, and apparently yesterday there was an incident between a few students. A teacher got involved. There's a little bit of a scuffle. Campus security responded, and when this individual was being removed from the room and detained for the police, he made a comment something to the effect of, I'm going to go get my gun and come back to everyone. Now, the police... what I'm told by my sources, then Baker acted this individual. But the concern we're having right now is that there was no check done. There was no real investigation to even if he is a danger, even if he has access to weapons. So our main concern now is that he's being Baker acted, pumped full of psychotropic drugs, and then will just be haphazardly released back out into the world, where if he does have access to something and he is mentally unstable and now he's got harmful chemicals in his body, that is tailor-made for disaster. And I really, really hope that the police are investigating this and not being as sloppy as they were down in Broward.
We will watch this very closely, Jacob Ingalls, the Central Florida Post. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on, Alex.
You bet. Thanks for your courage to go into that den of vipers at CNN. Now, again, you just heard me introduce it. Dr. Steve Pachetic is here. Here's one of the headlines. Gizmodo: YouTube terminates account of InfoWars bureau chief. Had nothing to do with the shootings. Did not saying they were actors. Talking about Trump striking back against the globalists politically. That's what they're scared of, the QAnon, the storm, all that. Meanwhile, YouTube mocks critics amid a censorship fight. Now, the reason this is important is that YouTube says they hired 10,000 SJWs. That's the criteria. It's also come out in the news in lawsuits that you can't be white or Asian. They just said no more whites or Asians. And again, that makes it sound like, oh, affirmative action. No, it's like discrimination. Plus, they're now, the left is saying, well, Asians didn't own any slaves, but they're still bad. So it's like, oh, people that work harder in school and do all this stuff, they're inherently bad. So, and by the way, whites are way down the line. Like the top nine richest slots are Asian groups. Whites are like, I mean, whites are there with blacks, and you name it, on average. It's a lot of rich white people, but there's also a ton of poor ones. That's why Bernie Sanders, white people don't know what it's like to be poor. Honeymoon to the Soviet Union, they knew how to treat those Christians. Yeah, we could just do it. Hey, sorry, I want to be a big man. I'm going to be one someday. All right, let me get serious. And he does that bozo, the clown hair, to look like he's Einstein, when he's really an idiot. Looks like he's like he's in a straight jacket. We gotta take that picture and put him in a straight jacket. All right, I'm gonna stop. Dr. Steve Pachetic joins us on Google and the big internet war. That it looks like, I don't want to say we've turned the tide, but it's starting to turn where they're just saying it's a mistake. We're sorry. Is it the real headline? Google was hacked by its own employees in an internal civil war to purge conservatives and libertarians in like a desperate mutiny. I mean, that's what really happened. Suddenly, YouTube blank Shestang goes, Google goes, we had employees that did that who were unauthorized. We're now removing them. We apologize to conservatives. That's the headline. So this is spectacular, but they've released it like flatulence in church very, very quietly, very, very easily. But still, it sounds like a giant whoopee cushion, despite what they tried. I mean, how big is this? Because you obviously have sources inside intelligence you didn't want to give, but you told us, don't worry, this was coming. What really happened?
I can't say a word. It's almost impossible. It's exactly what I told you. Nothing's going to happen to you. You're too important to the Republic. And, I mean, my flatulence in the church. Who could come up with that kind of riff? That's why you're popular.
Stop. You're the guy that predicted this. So.
Well, I had a very hard prediction. Alex, let's go back to our history. You and I and others have been on the forefront of whatever we could call it, an InfoWar revolution. The people at Google, the people at Amazon, and all the other institutions got a wake-up call. And that wake-up call came very quickly after you and I had that discussion. But there were people within the government, and I go through this. There are loyalists within our government in many, many of our 18 intelligence agencies who are very concerned about what happens to this country. Right or wrong, they are committed as much as I am, you are, to the sustaining of the Republic. Remember, the presidency is temporal. From our point of view, we want to maintain the integrity of the Republic so that the nation state has a capacity for transaction, for national security, and for the ability to encourage entrepreneurship. This is what it's all about. But when entrepreneurship becomes a massive fascist organization, which it could under Google, and the boys who started it came out of the Soviet Union, and yours truly helped to get those boys out of the Soviet Union, we don't like what happens. So those of us who've been involved in conflict, those of us who were involved in taking down the Soviet Union, it's just not me, the CIA and others who were involved in military intelligence, understand very clearly that we're not going to reduplicate the Soviet Union in the guise of Google, Amazon, or any other institution. So they are, in fact, beholden to the different segments of our intelligence community. That's the simple.
But there is a civil war within the companies, within the institutions, within the police departments, because if it wasn't for Drudge and the listeners getting upset and making it a major news story, I mean, that obviously helped people also in the inside make the moral argument to make sure this stopped. Because somebody hired these 10,000 scallywags, brought them in to do this lynching.
Well, however it occurred, it occurred. But you're correct. I've said to you for a long time ago, only 4% of the American population was involved in the Revolutionary War. We can take that to about 4-3% right now of the Americans who are involved in the active participation to make sure that we don't have these kinds of interference in our democracy and our republic. You happen to be the voice of that movement, as you well know, and that voice will not be stilled if people like myself and others are involved. And that's where we come in and say enough is enough. Alex Jones is extremely important to the integrity of the Republic. That's as simple as that.
Well, everybody is. We're just a focal point. It's everybody on this show. It's everybody. It really is. It's everybody. And it's Matt Drudge. And let's come back and talk about what you think is going to happen next. Tomorrow's news, next week's news today, with Steve Pachinik. StevePachinik.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Segment in this hour, Joel Gilbert normally hosts on Fridays at the fourth hour, but I'm going to commandeer the next two segments of that because we've got the Military Arms Channel, tens of millions of views, hundreds of millions of views. I've seen it. I couldn't see it anymore because they deleted the channel. I couldn't go actually look it up, but it was banned to see what it had on there, but we can have those statistics back now. They just reinstated that today. So first they reinstated InfoWars, then now hundreds of accounts we know of, so I guess that must be thousands. But then they hit Corsi last night, deleted him, and then it was back up this morning. So this is an act of mutiny. And I'm really worried about somebody killing the president that works in the White House or, you know, something like that, because I deal with leftists and they're so deranged now, Trump derangement syndrome, that is real. They're so crazed that I don't think we're out of the woods, because they're still shadow banning, they're still curtailing libertarian talk, but their naked attempt to ban everything really blew up in their face. Is that what you're getting at, Dr. Pachanik?
Yeah, it's pretty much, I'm not worried that anybody's going to assassinate or hurt Trump, because I'm quite familiar with the Secret Service. And for over 30 years, they've been exceedingly, exceedingly good. It's one of the few institutions that we really don't appreciate. It's a 24/7 job. When I ran the psychiatric units at St. Elizabeth's, we reported literally on a weekly, if not daily basis, This is back on the 70s, as into anyone who had a psychiatric problem or who might in any way hurt the president. So the Secret Services were very well staffed. I know they're working very hard right now, but I'm not worried about that. Actually, I'm not even worried about the left. What does concern me, and I'm going to change it a little bit, is that Trump announced the tariff of 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum. What that does is really create a tariff war, which at this particular point in time, I do not agree with. It's something that has major ramifications, particularly for our closest allies, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, South Korea.
Isn't he doing it as a negotiating point?
He may be, but he invoked national security, which isn't exactly a negotiating point. And he said it's really quite simple. We're at the tail end of a steel deficit, and we really want to increase the price of steel as it comes in. Well, that's not exactly correct. We don't have that type of steel deficit. Our companies, Nucor, U.S. Steel, are important companies, but they can't produce the amount of steel that we need in the various industries at the prices that we had with imports of steel coming from Canada and aluminum, and particularly for...
Are you saying it's going to trigger inflation?
Yes, that's correct. It's triggering not only inflation, but a major uncertainty in the stock market. We've lost about $500 billion over the past 2 days, and we're heading in for what we call a fifth day of distribution and a major, major pullback in all the major companies, including the steel and aluminum companies, as well as the car companies and every other ancillary service. So other than the left has nothing to do with this. This is really total economic, what I wouldn't call warfare, but it begins economic warfare.
Well, sure, it's a form of an embargo, but China, you know, keeps lowering their taxes to counter us. And what are we supposed to do? I mean, we got deindustrialized this way. I agree that maybe just announcing he's doing it instead of saying I may do it, it has caused some jitters. But, you know, I don't know. They're trying to push that a depression could be triggered from this. But I thought the depression was already happening. And then they came along with smooth haulings.
No, not really. There was no depression. Our economy is quite strong. And what happened is Mr. Powell, well, the Federal Reserve, I admire what he does, hinted very clearly that we're going to have 4 increases in interest rates. So that's when the stock market pulled back 1,000 points or more, because we weren't used to having an increased GDP and at the same time having a increase in interest
rates. Well, that's actually a good point. I criticized the rates just because they didn't do it for Obama, but they did it for Trump. I kind of thought they were trying to hurt things. But you're right. If the economy is booming back, you're supposed to raise interest rates, which encourages savings.
Correct. But on the other hand, the stock markets don't know exactly when those interest rates come in and how much it will affect it, particularly when there's announcements that there will be 3 and possibly 4. More importantly, you have to understand the amount of steel that we get from China is less than 5%. It's 2%. What we're really concerned about, I mean, in general, both in the national military area and in the business area where I'm involved as well, is that we have allies like Canada. We can't afford to alienate them. We have Germany. That's an ally. Britain depends very heavily on our ability to have imports of their steel and to have exports that we can bring to them. And in the process of Brexit, we're hurting them at this
point. You're right there. Trump has promised them better trade deals. This is kind of a slap to Britain.
That's correct, Alex. And in a way, what I'm cautioning Trump to do is to listen to Mr. Cohen and to Wilbur Ross and actually the guys at Goldman Sachs and the others who understand the ramifications of a tariff.
So let me bring this up. Listeners hear that and they go, Goldman Sachs, that's the globalist that got us this position. Well, if Goldman Sachs starts working for the country, that's a different deal. And I know there's been some power structure things, but you've got the head of Goldman Sachs, Blank Fine, kind of shooting his mouth off against Trump and making jokes about China's going to be supreme, but then it is going to be Goldman Sachs underwriting, you know, a lot of this other stuff. So what? Give us a little inside baseball from your sources about what's going on at Goldman Sachs.
Well, Goldman Sachs is it's an investment banking. I've been a managing director at Kidder. It wasn't at the same quality Goldman Sachs, but it's pretty much the same thing. You have diversified entities within that structure. You have people who are exceedingly good These are people who are traders, although the trading factor into Goldman Sachs, I think, was eliminated. What they're very good at is analyzing the economic ramifications of certain acts. That's what happens at Societe Generale and all the major investment banking firms. I wouldn't call Goldman Sachs literally a globalist. They fund America. They fund various areas of the world. But in fact, contrary to the common idea that Zionists will take over and Goldman Sachs will take over or Rothschild, that's nonsense now. Because in an era where we're heading into quantum encryption, like we have a company like BFBT, we're way beyond the ability now to affect the digits 1 and 0 on a simple level. So anything that Trump says has an exponential factor to it. It radiates so quickly out there that China is not just concerned about itself. It's really concerned about the fact that it's going to affect many, many of the countries around Asia, Southeast Asia.
Well, Trump said he was going to renegotiate NAFTA and GATT. A lot of this has been unfair to our country, so we need to negotiate this. And isn't he just fulfilling his promises?
No. He hasn't effectively negotiated NAFTA. He has not effectively looked at the tariff agreement. He has not worked out the ramifications of what a tariff means.
Well, then who is advising him then?
I would say Cohen, Ross. I don't know who the specific individuals are that would have told him to say, look, I'm going to impose a tariff immediately on steel and aluminum. And I'm a day trader, and I can tell you that market was pulled back so quickly that 4 days in a row we had what we call distribution, which means we may be headed for another major pullback of 500.
No, I got it. You're saying this could cause a major stock market correction. So, but here's the thing. Trump's policies so far have brought the economy back. So, I mean, it comes to kind of like dancing with the one that brung you. If he's been right so far, then why sit there and say this is wrong? I mean, I got mixed feelings across the board, but I think we're going to see what happens. Let me ask you this question politically. What do you make of just all the stuff we're seeing with the Democrats and all their calls for impeachment and all the rest of it? You're saying you're not worried about that?
No, that's just absolute nonsense. What's far more significant is what we were doing here on your show almost a year, year and a half ago when we said Hope Hicks has to leave, Jared Kushner will be leaving.
Oh, that's a question. Do you have any information on why Hope Hicks left?
Yes. The reason was very simple. She was very seductive, very effective. But as a Greenwich graduate, she knew better than to seduce the men in the White House if she had nothing else to do. And being close to the president doesn't necessarily mean you're being manipulative and seductive. Being close to the president means you're being discreet. And she knew her family in Greenwich was involved in public relations. She should have been a lot more discreet than seduce a man, Porter, who was already on the watch list with the FBI. John Kelly could not afford to have this kind of nonsense going on in the White House and, in fact, really insisted on cleaning this out. And this is one of the reasons why we in the community, intelligence and military community, insist on having a John Kelly, insist on having a Mattis, probably a McMaster. He may go to Fort Bragg, and we have a Pompeo and CIA. Not because we want military control, but we need a command and control system that has accountability. With a Hope Hicks, with a Jared Kushner, we have no accountability. Jared Kushner is now up on the crosshairs of being indicted for criminal activity.
Well, you said a year and a half ago they're going to go after him for China. And now that's Mueller's right. Off on China stuff. That's not his mandate.
Well,
let me ask you this. Let's see, 5 more minutes, I have my next guest coming on, but let me ask this back in 2 minutes. My only point is they want to get Trump. And so, okay, Kushner gets some money from some foreign banks. That's before he was even, it's like, why is Mueller going after Kushner? I'm trying to protect Kushner. It's just, you got the Clintons have done 50 million things worse.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.